Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tom, do you have any talents? Secret talents?
Any secret talents?
Yeah, secret.
Shh, don't tell anyone. I have one, but shh. Don't tell anyone.
Why is that?
This is like ASMR, isn't it?
No, do you know what? It's creepy when, if you whisper something to someone. Mm. So if I said to you, I like your children, that's fine. But if I said to you, I like your children, it's a lot worse.
It's weird, the whispering, the eye contact, and the fact that I don't have children. It's weird on three levels.
Do you have any secret talents?
Not really. I think if I have any minor talent, I think I've milked it dry. My comedic talent. You, on the other hand.
Oh, yeah, boy, you have talent. I ringed that one.
You got talent, boy.
Boy, you got talent. Oh, boy, you have some talent there.
Yeah.
I have a secret? I don't really have a... I can catch things in my mouth if you throw them to me. That's a talent.
You can catch things in your mouth.
Yeah.
What kind of things?
Not like a watermelon.
Meat.
Yeah. What do you mean, meat?
I could throw some meat at you.
Why would you throw meat at me?
I don't know, as a bonus content for the podcast. We're running out of things to do.
Why would you... You know, like, why meat? Why not like...
It's what you throw at dogs, isn't it? Or dolphins.
You know, dolphins don't eat meat.
Well, what do they eat?
Fish.
Oh, it's sort of a meat, isn't it?
No, it's not. Fish is fish, not meat.
Fish is fish, meat is meat. Never the two shall mix.
Unless it's surf and turf.
Yeah. Meat is meat, fish is fish. I don't want to see any segregation with the meat and the fish. You're a very racist man. I've always said it, meat should never mix with fish. No, but some fish is quite meaty, isn't it?
Like, no, it's not meaty.
It is meaty. Tuna's meaty, isn't it?
No, they say tuna's the chicken of the sea.
No one says that.
Yeah, they do.
Who says tuna's the
loads
chicken
of people.
Of the sea?
Loads of people.
Somebody trying to sell you tuna.
They do. They say tuna is the chicken of the sea. I'll Google it. Here we go. I'm going to Google it.
Put chicken of the sea in.
Okay, yeah, fine. What is the chicken of the sea? Here we go. Here we go. You ready for this? Chicken of the Sea is a packager and provider of seafood owned by the Thai Union Group. That's not it.
That's not it.
What is considered the chicken of the sea?
Tuna.
It is.
Yeah.
Does Chicken of the Sea have chicken? What brand... See, it does.
Do you know that they call chicken the tuna of the land? Google that. Anyway, welcome back.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our bonus episode of Private Parts. Today,
unfiltered.
Yeah, we got Tom Lucy with me today. Mm. Okay, here's a good question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be a bird, fly around the place, or would you rather be a shark in the ocean?
Oof. I think a bird.
No, a bird be so toss.
Toss.
Yeah, it'd be crap. Oh, this is fun. Shh, whoa. Oh, it's raining now. I have to sit in a tree. It's just going to rain on me.
You don't have to sit in a tree.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Oh, then, I mean, like...
I wouldn't want to be a bird in London. I want to be a pigeon in London. They look so depressed, the pigeon in London. They, like, walk in front of traffic and stuff. It looks awful. But then I wouldn't want to...
They do
walk in front of traffic. They just try to kill themselves. It's awful. It's awful being... I tell you, it's a horrible thing to be a bird in London. Okay. That sounds like a line from a Guy Ritchie film. I'll tell you, it's a horrible thing to be a bird in London.
Okay. If you could be a bird anywhere, where would you be then?
I'd like to be a bird in...
Sounds like we're being like Danny Dock. Bar is a fucking bird.
You could be a bird anywhere. I'd be a bird in somewhere hot. I don't know. Ibiza. What? I'd like to be a bird in Ibiza.
Why? Why would it be better than you in Ibiza?
I don't know.
So you could fly into the clubs.
I'd circle Ocean Beach Club.
Just being a perv.
Yeah. I don't know what I'd do. I'd poo on Wayne Lineker. Would you like to be a bird?
I don't think I'd want. I wouldn't want to be a bird. No.
No.
I would like to be.
You'd like to be a dog.
Yeah, I think I would like to be a dog.
Throw meat at you.
I would like to be a dog, but I think being a bird would be definitely overrated.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Overrated. Who's rating it highly?
Well, I think people think that you get to fly and you get to do this kind of stuff, but actually, I don't think it's a good thing.
Would you like the power of flight if we could give you one superpower?
No, one superpower that I can have. Tell you this, you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be jealous when I say it. Because what would your superpower be?
Invisibility.
Why?
Pervert. Sex pest.
So you go to Ocean Beach again?
Yeah, I just sneak into, I don't know.
Into where?
Zara. I wouldn't do that, just to clarify.
Sneak into Zara.
Yeah. You could go into Zara, and I don't need to be invisible to go into Zara. I can't go to Zara. Like, I wouldn't be seen dead in Zara.
You would sneak into all places, Zara and Kooples.
I'd go into Zara, I'd hide in the corner, and they'd close it at night, and I'd stay there overnight, and then I'd get out in the morning. That's what I'd do. What would your superpower be?
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Power of persuasion.
The power of persuasion.
Yeah,
that sounds like a sort of book that you've read, The Power of Persuasion.
No,
like one of those self-help books.
It is, power of persuasion. It's the ultimate power, I think, if you have the power of persuasion.
Yeah. That's just the same as like being sort of charming or charismatic, isn't it?
Well, I think...
That's what they say. That's what the definition of being charming is. You're able to persuade people.
Yeah, but mine's more where you'd literally be able to persuade. You can't be like, ah, ooh, you can't actually be able to persuade people to do anything. It's quite an evil power.
Mm, it also makes you sound a bit like a pervert as well. Both of our superpowers would be used for evil.
You would be invisible and going to Zara.
Yeah,
and I'd persuade people.
Persuading people to come into Zara.
Hey, listen, we do have to talk about the big game that happened. You're a football fan, aren't you?
Big, big football fan.
So what were your feelings when we lost on penalties?
What was my feelings? I was really gutted, to be honest. I felt really flat on Monday.
It's just again that we go out to penalties. This is what I just can't understand. Is that it's just once again. How many times have we lost due to penalties?
I don't know, but it's a lot, isn't it? And I feel like we've gone out of a lot of big tournaments on penalties. So, but yeah, I was really depressed after it. I don't know what I was really.
And also, the worst thing about it, we've got to mention it, is the fact that you know we had Sancho, Rashford, and
Saka,
who took the penalty. Saka, 19 years old, buddy. 19.
Rashford, 23.
23, but Saka, 19 years old, to take the penalty to keep us in. He misses
to
it.
Take the what?
It takes the penalty to keep us in.
Yeah. So you take the penalty to keep us in, yeah.
Take the penalty to keep us in.
Yeah, you're a big football fan, yeah.
But he took in, obviously he missed, and then it was just horrendous the amount of abuse these guys got.
Mm.
19 years old, 23 years old. How old is Sancho, 18?
I don't know, I think he's pretty young. I think 19 was the youngest.
But it's just crazy they have to deal with all of this.
I know, it's, I think it was... It felt like it all, the whole thing ended on a real negative.
Yeah.
Not just that match, but just the whole of the Euros. There was such a sort of excitement in the whole country, and then it all. Not only did we lose, but then we had all that nastiness online. It all just ended in a really negative way. But then I think the good thing about it is that you've seen everybody come out in support of, and you know, when you get the negative stuff, you then get a wave of
good stuff.
Nice positive stuff. So. I think on balance, it's more positive than negative.
Do you think if you stepped up to do the penalty, you would score it? You would just drill it.
No.
I would.
What would you do? You just drill it.
I would do one of those little dinks.
Oops. You're like one of those classic football fans that just talks absolute shit for the whole match. I tell you what I would have done. I was once at an Arsenal match, mm-hmm. and there was a guy sat next to me and he was moaning for the whole game. And then I heard him say to his friend, Arsenal were losing, and I heard him say to his friend, "You know what we need? We need a striker like Messi. That's what we need." And I was like, "Do you know what? You should go and tell them that. I don't think they thought about that. We do. That is what we need, isn't it?"
Is that what he said at the end of the game?
Like, said it like some sort of like he had a real brainwave. Hold on a minute. I've just had a thought. What we need is better players. Oh, you want to go and tell them, darling? They've probably not thought about that.
We need a striker like Messi.
Yeah, I think we need the best footballer in the world. Yeah.
So,
let's be honest, me and you are not big football fans.
No, I'm not. I'm a football fan, but when it's England,
we're fair weather fans.
No, I'm just not. I have it with this where I don't support a club because I can't be bothered for my weekend to be decided on whether my team will
lose.
Yeah,
and I think I would get so into it if I decided to get into it. I think I would be one of those,
join a firm.
I'd be one of those people that if they lost, it would ruin my week.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I can. It wouldn't be a healthy way to live.
No. So what I do is, I like when England play and I get really into it and I love it, and also I just love the fact that it brings the whole nation together. But then when we do lose in the final, it's like it's a real anti-climax.
I tell you, I watched, this is not the coolest story, I watched the final with my mum.
Yeah,
not just me and my mum, she was there and I was there
at the match.
No, we just watched it at home. Like, they had a load of people around at the house and we were watching the all COVID legal just to clarify.
So you had six people in.
So we had a maximum of six people there, all socially distanced, and we all did a lateral flow test before. We were all watching the game. My mum, I don't think has ever watched a full game. She's worse than me. She's never watched a full game of anything.
Uh-huh.
And some of the questions that she was asking through the match, they were showing shots of like Wembley and how full Wembley was, and mm-hmm. was like 80,000 people or something. And my mum said to me, "How does it work when you go? Can you just sit wherever you want?" We were like, "No, people pay for us. The price of the ticket varies wildly. It's not like you just fill up from the front and it's just like whoever gets
like,
there first."
She thought Wembley was like EasyJet.
Yeah, can you just sit wherever you want?
You just basically first
like
come.
Like a church service. You just sit wherever you want. Yeah.
No, listen, it's a very upsetting thing, but you know, I feel like the World Cup is around the corner, so I feel like that's when we're going to do it, right?
Well, my mum referred to Gareth Southgate as Gareth Gates at one point. She said, She said, Gareth Gates is doing quite well, isn't he?
He also
Gareth Gates, who you remember won or maybe even lost Pop Idol in like 2001. He's now coaching the England national squad.
And also Gareth Gates, who I found somebody who had a stutter, mm-hmm. and he would go, so they'd say, "Gareth, how are you feeling?" He'd go, "Unbelievable." He could only sing his stutter away.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, really sweet.
Sweet boy.
Gareth Gates now sells tea.
Really?
Yeah, he has a tea brand. Yeah.
A tea brand?
Yeah, he has a tea brand.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So Tom, what we like to do on the bonus episodes is a lot of the private part is send in some stories. So we have a funny story that's sent in. Do you want to read it out?
Shall I read it?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is a funny story from a listener. Hi Jamie and Tom. Just listening to the pod. Nice little abbreviation there.
Yeah.
And Jamie is reading out the story from a girl who threw up on a plane from food poisoning. And it reminded me of my throwing up on a plane experience. Here we go. I was flying to Dublin on the first flight of the day from Glasgow. Shit, Glasgow, we know what that's like. This is going to be a big story. Scottish people are mental.
Can I just quickly there are all these like videos going round of like all the England fans doing what they're doing and stuff like that. I was shown one video of a fan who's being held upside down while beer was poured into his butt, and he had a firework coming out of his... And everyone's like, oh, just Brits. Like, you would never see the Dutch doing that. You'd never see the Swedes. Like just firing a firework out of his arsehole.
We're so awful, aren't we?
Awful
country. Anyway. I was flying to Dublin on the first flight of the day from Glasgow, which happens to be the morning after one of my best friend's weddings. You can see where this is going, Jamie. I had spent the night drinking shots of Disaronno and doing forward rolls across the floor. Is this from you, Jamie?
Disaronno.
Next morning, I felt like death. But I threw up in my flat before I left for the airport, so I thought I would be fine. I was wrong. This is a sweet story. I was flying alone, so I was sat in between two random men, all strapped in, ready to go. All good. Or so I thought. Dot, dot, dot. As soon as the plane started taking off, I knew it was coming. I frantically looked around for a sick bag, but there was none. Brackets, budget airline. Close brackets. Then I saw the guy to my right had a plastic bag with a newspaper in it. I quickly asked if I could have it, as I was about to be sick. I then threw up multiple times and filled up the bag.
You can't fill up a whole bag.
Supermarket bag.
Supermarket bag of sick.
Oof. With my head in the bag, all I could smell was pure Disaronno. The guy was so nice to me, he went to get me some sick bags and took the full bags up to the air hostess. I thanked him, and he said he was always happy to help a damsel in distress. Okay, stay away from this man. I am not sure he would have been as sympathetic if he realised I was vomiting pure alcohol. The guy on the other side of me tried his best to stay as far away from me as possible. I was so embarrassed, but so impressed at how nice my knight in shining armour was. That's from Amanda. Amanda, sort yourself out. It's a good story, but it's scary.
I have a I have an Amazon review. We like to read out reviews. And it's called Wrecking Balm Tattoo Fade System. It's 4 stars and says, don't get it in your eyes. So it's a tattoo removal cream from Amy. And it says, I bought this for my wife who wanted to remove a tattoo from just above her buttocks. I believe they call it a tramp stamp.
They do.
The tattoo said Ronnie, which is the name of one of her ex-boyfriends. So you can understand how I decided to spend the money on getting that damn tattoo removed. My wife didn't really want to get the tattoo removed, although she denied it. I think she was still into this Ronnie character. She'd always visit him in jail, as well as send him letters and pictures.
What?
So I found this product at the local Wegmans.
The what? The
local Wegmans.
Wegmans? Is that a brand? Is that a shop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't tell my wife what it was. Instead, explained to her that it was tattoo enhancement cream. I told her it would just sting a little bit, but she would do good job on her. Now you have to understand that my wife is a big girl.
Oh.
Let's just say that she constantly wears jogging pants and refers to them as her pants. She couldn't really see the tattoo herself. Even when she tried to use a mirror, it was hard to make out, so I thought everything would turn out okay. Well, the cream worked. Every evening I would apply the cream to her, telling her that the tattoo was looking better and better, when in fact it was fading more and more.
Oh my God.
Told her that the micro thingy was actually a tattoo polisher, and so I would spend a good 15 minutes every night grinding away at that damn tattoo, and it was almost gone entirely. Then Ronnie got out of jail. It turns out my suspicions...
This is a horror film.
It turns out my suspicions were correct. My wife still had a thing for Ronnie. I came home one evening to find Ronnie and my wife hanging out on the couch. And boy, did they look pissed. And Ronnie was a pretty tough-looking guy.
Mm.
Apparently, and I'm not trying to insult anything here, somehow Ronnie had noticed how now the bare space just above my wife's buttocks and asked her about it, and how now he was pissed off because he had bought her the tattoo to begin with. She was pissed off. Long story short, I had the option of getting my ass kicked or buying a new tattoo, so went to the tattoo place, shelled out cash for a new tattoo, and winced the entire time as Ronnie and my wife watched me get the words "Ronnie's bitch" tattooed on my chest.
What?
What is this story? Since then, my wife has kicked me out, and Ronnie is now living in my house, and me, I'm on my second tube of wrecking palm tattoo fade system. I can tell you enough how much I like this product.
Oh, it was all a big advert. It was all a sponsorship.
It wasn't an advert.
It should be.
It's real.
Fucking hell.
Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever got a tattoo removed?
No, I've never had a tattoo applied. You've got a few tattoos,
I've
though.
Got a few tattoos, but I've never had them removed. That was a good one.
God, that was terrifying.
That was terrifying.
Ronnie.
Ronnie. The only other brother Ronnie I know is Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Ronnie O'Sullivan, yeah. Could have been Ronnie Cray, the Cray twins.
Okay, all you private partners, listen, if you would like to get in touch, please do via our Instagram, @privatepodcast. Send us a DM, send us any stories at all. Send us reviews, we'd love to read them out.
That was a good one from Amanda, we like that.
We like that one from Amanda. Also, if you want to send us a charity nomination, we would love to hear that as well, because today we do have a charity nomination. Tom, what we like to do is read out different nominations of the unsung heroes out there, people who deserve it more than us. And
yeah,
we have one which you can read out. Who's it from?
Okay, this week's charity is Chimpanzees UK. Here's a little bit about chimpanzees. There are 58,000 young people with disabilities within an hour of Bristol, and over 1.1 million in the UK. 84% of children with disabilities cannot access regular leisure facilities, so can't play, exercise, or socialise in the same ways as their peers. This not only affects them, but leaves whole families in isolation, with 72% of parents suffering mental health issues as a result. Our pop-ups offer a variety of activities, from specialised gyms and sensory rooms to therapy suites and social cafes. They provide the chance to exercise, play and build friendships for the whole family. The dream is for Chimpanzees UK to have a permanent facility that fills in the gaps that the NHS cannot sustain when it comes to treatment for children with disabilities. By providing physio and physical play regularly, children with disabilities can advance both physically and mentally. And the website is www.chimpanzees.org.
Yeah, that's from Melissa. Thanks, Melissa. Listen, we're going to leave the link below to go and check those guys out. I mean, that's insane. To all you private partners, listen, please do get in touch, as I said. contact@privatepartspodcast.com. Slide into our DMs. Yeah, that's about it. Tom, how do you find it?
Huge. I loved Chicken of the Sea.
Which we found out, apparently, it's called the Steak of
the Sea. It's Steak of the Sea, which makes a lot more sense than Chicken of the Sea.
Why would it be anything like a chicken?
Chicken of the Sea. Hashtag Chicken of the Sea.
All right, you private brothers, listen, we'll see you on Friday for another episode. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.